I'm pleased to be speaking today with Sigmund Brouwer, author of Broken Angel and numerous best-selling novels, to talk about his newest book, Flight of Shadows. Hello, Sigmund. Great to be with you.
Great to be here. I'm looking forward to this.
Now, Publishers Weekly wrote of your novel, Broken Angel, that it was addictively readable. And Flight of Shadows tells a unique story independent of Broken Angel, but follows some of the characters from that book. Sigmund, how are the books connected, and does your reader need to have read Broken Angel first?
Readers definitely don't need to read Broken Angel first. In one way, Flight of Shadows is an entirely new story with an entirely new mystery and hopefully an entirely new gotcha moment. But the books are still connected. There's two worlds that I'm visualizing. One was inside Appalachia, where Broken Angel took place, and that's a religious theocracy where people are forced to believe. And the outside world is what I see as where America could go in the next 100 or 150 years, and it's a much more Darwinian survival of the fittest world. And the books are connected because the main character, Caitlin, still needs to discover what it was that sent her on the run out of Appalachia and into the outside world.
So does Flight of Shadows contain the same type of tension and, I'd say, rich characterization as Broken Angel?
You know, that sounds like an English professor question that I would totally and miserably fail when I was in freshman English, because, you know, I mean, I love it when people say there's tension and rich characterization. I just don't try to write that. I try to follow the story, and I can only hope that readers will find that tension and characterization. So the short answer is, okay, yes, it does contain it.
So tell me then about the characters of Flight of Shadows and the types of readers you believe will connect with your cast.
The characters in Flight of Shadows consist of Caitlin, and in Flight of Shadows, we don't hide the fact at the beginning that she's been genetically mutated and she's capable of flight. And this is what, of course, sets her apart and why the government's chasing her. She runs into someone who may or may not be helping her or may or may not be trying to capture her himself for his own purposes. And we have a couple of the characters from Broken Angel showing up. And Caitlin and Billy and Theo from Broken Angel, they share the dream that all of us share, which is they just want freedom.
Now, these books take place sometime in the future, and there are numerous elements colliding here, like scientific experimentation, separation of humanistic society and religious society, and even a new caste system. But what changes are you seeing in our current culture that might lead to such developments?
Boy, that's an easy answer. What changes am I seeing in our current culture? I'm seeing scientific experimentation, separation of humanistic society and religious society, and a new caste system. So I think that's unfolding us around us right now. And in fiction, it's fun to explore what might happen if you push this to the extreme. And what I discovered is how little credit we seem to give the impact that Jesus had on Western civilization. I mean, if we stop and think about it, it's obvious, but we the liberals and the Democrats, which are sometimes vilified by the religious conservatives, are still operating on principles that Jesus laid down and that were staggeringly unheard of until then. The best example I can give you is comparing Roman society before and after. Before Christ, it was a slave system where 5% of the people took all the resources, and human life had no value. And in America today, that is a horrific idea. And those on the far left still support the principles of equality and fairness. And I just want to explore what would happen if that degenerates back to a society where none of those principles laid down by Jesus exist anymore. So in Flight of Shadows, it's almost back to a Roman slave society.
You write page-turning thrillers, Sigmund, but at the heart of Broken Angel and Flight of Shadows really boils down to relationships and people facing life-altering decisions. What influences that type of unique layer in your writing?
For me, it goes back to story. And I would almost reverse it the way you asked that. You mentioned relationship first and people facing life-altering situations second. And what I like to do is put characters into a life-altering decision and see how they react. And for any of us, the decisions we make do boil down to our relationships with others, our spiritual relationship, and our character. So I just start with the story, and Caitlin is going to discover that she has a huge moral decision ahead of her based on what happens when she discovers the true secret, which is not her wings. There's something much more vast that she needs to overcome when she discovers it.
Looking forward to his latest book, and that's The Flight of Shadows by Sigmund Brouwer. Sigmund, thanks so much for your time today. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much. It's been fun to discuss it.